I'm not comfortable with a statement confirming or denying the possibility that the McPhersons were abducted by extraterrestrials. The FBI found the tape at the McPherson place, and the McPhersons haven't been heard from since. Now, beyond that, I have no comment.
Did you write it?
Father, like, start dating someone who's like the same age or younger than his daughter. Like, I really don't get that, because where your daughter's at, you know, like,
Born in 1991. I remember 91.
And it's like,
my daughter was just finishing high school in 91.
Like, you struggle to find like common ground with your daughter. How are you gonna have like a romantic, intimate relationship with someone her age when you know it's that hard to find common ground with someone that
age? You bring them out to cool, fancy restaurants, and you show them halibut.
Oh, they've never seen that before.
And you show them Ono, and you show them the halibut. Nice things. You show them the nice things in life. I swear that's all those couples
do. That's
how
you do it. You show them halibut.
How would you then, like
I'm gonna
to go?
Write this down, because like I need dating tips, and I'm gonna. Should I be showing guys halibut?
You think a 20-year-old can afford fish?
Oof. I mean, no, I don't think your boobs, I don't know if you're going to impress many dudes showing them halibut.
Should I pretend I've never seen halibut and let him show me halibut?
That means you're in.
Yeah, maybe. That's a maybe, sign. Maybe
and
when,
then when we're together for 10 years, I'll be like, I knew all about halibut.
I let you have that.
Yeah. And then we embrace.
Or maybe one up them. Maybe it's like, Hey, dog boobs. I know this is our first date, but I wanted to pull out all the tricks and give you a little bit of halibut. And you go, you know, I'm more of a swordfish gal.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be like, whoa!
She's a keeper.
You like finned fish?
Yeah, man. The dangerous ones and freshly caught. And then he'll be like, wow, okay. I got myself a wild one.
But do you want halibut or not? Or
I'll have halibut.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll definitely have halibut.
I got pockets full of halibut. What am I supposed to do with this halibut?
I was actually reading a lot about how fucked up the fishing industry is.
Ugh. Anything that's not fucked up right now? I think the only thing that's left that is actually a saccharine part of society is donuts.
Yeah.
It's the last good thing.
It's the last good thing.
I mean, depending on if you're ethically creating donut holes or not ethically creating
Ethically being, we got, what's his name?
Glenn.
A slave named Glenn. Oh, Glenn. Popping him out with his dick.
If you're pro-slavery.
Which
are
is,
you?
Because are you? Because I'd be outraged if you were.
I would be.
But that's how
outraged.
I would make you publicly apologize for slavery.
But the fishing industry, apparently, if all the fish in restaurants in the United States, like 80% of it is mislabeled.
Oh, really?
I've heard that, too. So halibut isn't halibut.
You're not really getting halibut.
It's catfish.
Like white tuna is really like tilapia shit or something.
God damn it.
So it's not very healthy, because certain fish need to be stored at certain temperatures, so it can be kind of dangerous. I've never run into any issues there, though.
That's why you have to eat at really expensive restaurants.
Steakhouses.
Yeah.
Outback.
Like Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Chris Ruth's is the only place you can get good fish these days.
Christopher Ruth.
This episode brought to you by Chris Ruth's Steakhouse.
Not to be confused with Ruth's Chris.
Is that what the name, what's it called? Is it Chris Ruth's?
It's Chris.
Ruth's Chris.
Yeah, it's Auntie Chris Ruth.
Chris Ruth.
Is that really what, I don't know what it is. Or I've seen a sign on a freeway once.
No, you got it right.
There's a different one.
There's a different one called Aunt Ruth's Chris?
Aunt Ruth's Chris.
Is that like Cracker Barrel or something?
It's just Ruth's Chris, but the one you're talking about is Chris Ruth's that only shows up like in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
It's not a real restaurant.
Man, I feel like I've been abducted right now.
Yeah,
the conversation we're having right now.
It's very early and we're talking.
Dude, this one time
aliens.
I was fishing for halibut and I pulled up something that looked a lot like an alien. I swear, man.
And then
did
she
you
was
let it
kinda
loose?
Hot, so we started dating.
I made a taco out of it, a fish taco.
And
I labeled it tilapia.
Sweet.
But it was actually a gray.
Ew.
It was Martian flesh.
Yeah, that boiled gray meat. So good.
Perfect segue.
I know. Why are we talking about aliens? Because we are Did You Reddit, a podcast about the internet by way of Reddit every week. We've been doing the week thing pretty well.
We have.
So every week we talk about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet, specifically focusing on one of the subreddits that we find that week and we want to go deep into. This week, well, my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And it's my free day.
Yes, those are the three of us. This week we're talking about abductions. It's our abductions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we had all that alien banter.
Wait a minute. There's our abductions. Is that just straight abductions?
Well, that, our, it's, you would think, but it's not. It's devoted to alien abductions.
Oh, my God. So many questions.
I know.
Oh, and then abduction is a private it's a private one that we're not allowed to do.
Abduction.com is just like a separate website. Yeah. It's like a different business. They have a PayPal. Check it out.
It's a pretty fun thing. You can pay to be kidnapped. And seek the most intense thrill.
Do you remember, Frida, you might remember this more than dog boobs. I mean, not. Do you remember in the infancy of the internet, there was a porn website. It was whitehouse.com. And every
the one that was popular in college for us, it was called thehun.com.
The Hun.
And that was just pictures.
I think everything was just pictures back then, though.
And it took forever to load each bar.
But the White House, I feel like the White House is solely responsible for like 60% of porn addictions in the United States. Because of all these like fourth graders working on school tests.
Yes.
And they're like, the internet's a good resource for my knowledge. Whitehouse.com.
Oh, it's genius. It's yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Guess it's .gov.
Like
but
naturevids.com.
Yeah, exactly. EpcotCenter.com. Yeah. Anyway.
Cool dinosaurs.
all right, so we're not talking about porn. We're talking about aliens today.
Aliens.
I did no research, so this one is probably going to be led by boobs. This is yours one, right?
I did a lot of research. And you know what? I feel very connected to this because I recently watched the entire X-Files series on Netflix.
The new one or the old one?
The old one. Like all the millions of episodes.
I heard the new season wasn't very good.
Yeah, I tried to watch it, and it was kind of ruining the canon for me, so I stopped watching it.
Yeah, I get worried about canon ruins.
Right? You know? Me too. So,
kaboom.
apparently, it wraps up a few details, like where that baby? But
oh, there's a baby?
Yeah.
Did Mulder have a baby?
No, Scully had a baby. Scully's baby got abducted, and now that baby is now a mother of three.
So just confusing as fuck. But that's why I feel very connected to aliens.
You know this topic quite well.
Oh, yes. Very well. So, R Abductions is a subreddit community where people can discuss alien abductions in a judgment-free zone.
Okay.
So, if you look through all of these, they're mostly self-posts. Sometimes right. they're anecdotal. People are like, here are my, like, seven instances of alien abductions throughout my life. And he, like, counts them out. It's like some people are talking about like this happened to me. I was like standing at the fridge and suddenly it was 3 p.m. and like I don't know where the time went. So they're asking if they've been abducted, telling people they've been abducted. But then other users come to ask questions or look for information. Some people are like looking for interviewees because they want to like do a documentary or write an article about it. So there's a lot of stuff. And overall, you can learn quite a bit about alien abductions here.
Interesting. So, okay. I don't know anything about them. And I feel, this is one of those that I like. You're going to have to work hard to satisfy my desire to be super skeptical on the topic.
All right.
So why don't we take a step back? Because I think, in all seriousness, do you guys believe in aliens?
I believe in aliens, but I don't think they're anywhere near our galaxy, and I don't think people have been abducted by them. But, that's where I stand.
Okay. Freed?
Absolutely. Period.
Yes, across the board.
I think my stance is, I think aliens are like God, right? Like, we're so eager to personify it.
Mm-hmm.
That we kind of disregard what could be aliens, which is more on the microbiological scale sometimes.
Right.
So things like maybe we have received some alien plankton or something that is in theory alien.
Right.
But it's like because they're not humanoid, we're like, well, that's not an alien. That's a bizarre species.
Like, if there were ants on another planet, you'd be like,
yeah, it's like not.
I don't care about the ants on this planet. Yeah, we don't. I only care about me. We and would my just friends.
Exactly. We would just call them ants.
Yeah.
We wouldn't call them aliens. No, but that's Mars what ants. They are. Yeah, exactly. So
you're right, and I think like the fact that so many people see aliens as humanoid shows how narrowly we're able to conceive of aliens.
Totally.
And I didn't see the movie Arrival, but I heard they did a really great job of kind of breaking that mold of humanoid alien that, you know, speaks a language or like even telepathically has a language. Like, who's to say that's how they communicate at all? They who's to say they have arms and legs? Who's to say they're solid? Who's to say
exactly?
Like, there's so many.
Exactly.
Like this just, it's
well, yeah,
very
humans are like, we evolved based on the environment we evolved in.
Yeah,
exactly.
So we're a product of the environment.
Mm-hmm. That's why
the only reason we breathe air is because there is air for us to breathe.
Right.
And so whatever this alien is, if they evolved separately from us, they should have evolved based on the environment. So like if it's like a totally gaseous planet of like, you know, farts, the alien's going to be like a fart-breathing cloud.
Exactly. That's why when people
which is what
like,
Rick and Morty is all about.
Exactly.
That's like when people are like, well, there's ice on Mars, which shows there's oxygen, which shows there could be life on Mars. And I'm like, but that's just assuming that other beings survive off oxygen.
Exactly.
So I'm like, maybe there's more scientific like support for that. I'm not a scientist, but I've always just thought like, what if they breathe in farts?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I mean,
Venus
that's,
is a fart.
And,
like,
and that actually is not beyond theoretical science. I mean, like, you know, something like methane, right? If we're just saying, if we're saying farts, meaning like methane, right? Yeah, I mean, it totally makes sense that there's a possibility somebody or some life form subsists solely on the consumption of methane, right?
Totally.
And there's, I mean, there's...
My family growing up did.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I farted so much.
Plus your dad was, he's a hybrid to begin with.
Yeah.
Your dad's an alien fart monster.
Yeah.
But
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe that's actually something good
to tell my kid that I am.
You're a hybrid fart monster.
Yeah, might as well get the lore going now.
Why not? Right.
I'm an alien fart monster. And then fart on him.
Why don't you persist, like, make the Santa Claus thing just like kind of a...
But aliens.
It dies early, but make the aliens thing.
Fuck the Santa Claus tall tale. Let's go deeper.
Yeah. I think at seven, he'll be like, is Santa real? And you're going to be like,
I'm going to have to wax all the hair off my body at some point.
Yeah, I am, son.
Yeah.
I think that's a hilarious joke to play on any kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want kids. I'm pretty sure I don't. I mean, it's kind of a difficult question.
Yeah.
But
I don't think I said that I wanted kids before I had kids.
Yeah, of course.
It's just like,
it just happens.
I don't think you're like, I got other stuff I'm working on.
Yeah.
Kind of into this stuff. Then you have one, you're like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Way cooler than the synthesizer I just spent.
How dare you say that about my
synthesizer?
But
that's how I feel about my son, Trevor, my dog. He just completes me.
Oh, Trevor.
Trevor. But
I would if I did have kids, I would fuck with them, or I would want to fuck with them that way, or we'd be like, I have this elaborate plan where I'm gonna make them believe certain things for way longer than anybody should.
Yeah.
But because it's such a bizarre theory, there's really no one around to test it or tell them otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just believe this odd thing.
Yeah.
I think the test
their whole life.
The test is that you stop getting invited to like family get-togethers with your kid's parents, kid's friends' parents.
Yeah.
They're like, let's not invite them over to the pool party this Sunday.
Weird.
They're weird. He's potentially an alien, but we just think he smokes meth. Let's keep him.
Yeah, because you know that kid's gonna tell his friends.
Right.
My dad's an alien.
My dad's an alien hybrid.
Look, here's his toenail.
An alien hybrid who smokes meth. And they're going to be like, hey, Jeff, your son just, or your dad just smokes meth.
Your dad smokes
meth. Hey, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, but you can come live in our garage.
do people still name their kids things like Jeff?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
My roommate's coworker named her son Walt. He's a baby.
Walt's cool. I actually like that name.
Hilarious.
I was thinking about that name the other day.
Yeah,
Walter.
My dad's group of friends, he's like best friend was named Walt, and like there's a, it's like that generation's.
Right.
My dad's named Donald.
I was gonna say Don.
And Don. And like he's probably around the same age as Trump. Like they're all from like Walts and Dons.
Right.
Yeah.
It's It's kind of cool names, yeah. Actually.
What about
this return?
They're
to
printed
like
in gold. Those
man names for babies.
Yeah, I like Aldous.
Yeah.
And Basil.
Basil.
Except everyone just calls him Basil.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's annoying.
Basil, what, like the plant?
This is
Basil.
No, my
Basil.
Son, Garlic. It's my son, Salt.
Yeah. My cumin. Son, Rosemary.
It's pronounced cumin, not cumin. Okay?
Cumin would be a hilarious name for a fucking person.
Oh, he would be screwed by seventh grade.
That would be a much funnier name for an adult than a baby. I think as a baby, it's kind of cute because it feels like new age.
Cumin.
Like,
cumin.
Oh, it's cumin. It's like my daughter's name is cumin, but eventually it's just like...
You named your daughter Cumin.
Cumin? Is there a cumin here?
Is that with a K-U or Q? Or it's no, like it's just like the spice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Paprika's Children. Kind of a pretty name.
Paprika is a sexy name. That's a stripper name.
That is a stripper name.
Tarragon.
Tarragon is an alien name.
That is an alien name.
That's like an alien, an alien princess name.
Yeah. Tarragon.
Tarragon.
It's like master. A planet, like an alien planet, the alien planet of Tarragon.
So, getting back to topic.
Yeah.
Is there...
Yeah, okay. Let's get back to topic.
So let's get into a couple of these posts, right?
All right. Well,
so,
real quick,
stats on this
there's
shit.
There's some rules here. Yeah.
Rules
the stats
and stats.
First. There are 1,020 readers. About two of them are on now.
So which one of us is not on the actual sub as we speak?
I think Friday may not be on the sub.
I'm reading... I'm not. But okay. I am.
If you joined, it would say three right now.
Oh, wait, I'm on it now.
Checking cool. this out. All right. I'm going to reload and see if it's counting you. Oh, my God. Now it says five users are here.
Mine says
here?
Seven.
Oh, we've been joined. So we have some rules here, like every subreddit. So rule number one is no fiction or creepypastas. Like, this isn't for you to dick around with. We're talking about real alien abductions
Serious
here.
Stuff, guys.
Well, look, like, if you've been abducted, you want to have a safe space that you can go talk about it with other people that have been through such a traumatic event. So this is a safe space. We don't want any of your Gestapo rhetoric coming in here.
True.
No death to the grays.
Yeah, and that's why...
Because gray lives matter, I'd say.
Gray lives matter.
Might. I don't know.
Debatable.
I mean, once you get into it, it's actually kind of interesting because some people believe the grays are actually us in the future.
I love this theory.
I know. Who they come back to create human gray hybrids that won't destroy our environment.
Okay.
Wow. So
it's almost like they know the future. They're living the future of like we got off the planet or whatever. So now they're going back to try to like fix things.
Right.
It's a confusing theory.
So I my free day sort of jump into a space wormhole and then it takes me like throughout the galaxy for a bazillion years. Mm-hmm. And over that time, like, of course I don't need hair anymore.
Right.
So my hair just like kind of comes off and then
why would you need
the there's
hair
no
anymore?
Sunlight. So I don't need this like beautiful olive complexion anymore either. So it just like kind of I become hairless and gray.
Yeah.
And then as I learn like the intricacies of the galaxy, my brain obviously like evolves to like a much larger size.
And there's so much to see. Your eyes probably get really big.
Right.
Because there's not a lot of light.
Yeah.
So you have to like a
full
cat's
pupils.
Eye.
Yeah.
You
just
know,
old pupils.
For an owl. It's all pupil.
Big old pupes.
So I can see how I could easily become.
Yeah. Like in a matter of days, become a gray alien.
Right. And then I come back to Earth. And like, if we have anybody seen Interstellar, you go on this planet for like 7 seconds, spend like 78 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And I come back and like, you know, we've already destroyed ourselves, nuclear holocaust.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, you want to make some alien babies?
Yeah.
That's how it goes?
That's how it goes.
Cool.
I mean, this is the thing that's tough about this conversation about aliens is like, we are ourselves creating the rules for how aliens exist in theory.
Yeah.
So anything could technically have been an alien. I mean, I don't know. It seems like for us to deny aliens is just so short-sighted.
It is. So I'll run through a few more of the rules. Some of them are boring, but some of them are kind of good. Flare your post correctly. So the flares that you can use on this are personal. That means only you were abducted. shared that there was at least one person who was abducted with you.
Right.
Family, someone in your family was abducted. Friend, your friend was abducted, or other. And that's like talking about famous abductions, wanting interviews, asking questions, like that kind of stuff. So you have to flare your post correctly, provide as much proof as possible, sketches, photos, videos, whatever. And then a couple big ones here are no DMT hallucinogenic drug related stories. They'll be removed immediately.
What?
And no religious babble. These submissions will also be removed immediately.
I like the DMT angle.
Yeah. So,
and by the way, guys, if you guys are currently tripping and seeing the God molecule, that's not an alien. No. Okay.
That's not.
All right, bro.
But this is
serious.
It's not an alien.
So I think like, As far as this community, I want to like kind of look at it with the kind of like open-mindedness that we usually afford different subreddits. Right. It's like,
even though we already said this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, like I personally don't, I can't get really on board with it, but I'm not calling these people liars either. Like, who knows?
That tends to be my stance, is like, who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
So
if that's what gets you off, buddy, then
there,
sure.
Yeah, and there have been, on both sides of the matter, there have been like some fairly,
right.
Fairly like authoritative, like people on either side of like, are abductions bullshit or not?
Right.
So a Harvard psychiatrist named John Edward Mack said, I would never say, yes, there are aliens taking people, but I would say there is a compelling, powerful phenomenon here that I can't account for in any other way. Right. That's mysterious. Yet I can't know what it is, but it seems to me that it invites deeper, further inquiry. So he was kind of known as believing these alien abduction stories to the point of there are so many of the details matched throughout history and across the whole world, that he was like, there's something here that I think like it's foolish to just discount it outright, which I totally can get on board with that.
Yeah, I buy that logic. I think that makes sense when you say, well, if, I mean, that goes with anything, though. It's like, there are enough people that think this way that it no longer feels like it's just a statistical phenomenon.
Yeah.
And it feels like, oh, there's actually a movement. Like, I mean, even the mere fact that there's a sub for everything, but there's a sub where people go, this happened to me. And people go, sounds like something that happened to me once. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of like, well, you know what, man? If I don't know how this shit works. And for all we fucking know, this kind of goes back to my little thing about, you know, we as humans create the narratives for the aliens, right?
Yeah.
And in reality, the aliens would probably be creating the narrative for us in these abduction stories. So for all we fucking know, the people, people are like, there's some men in black shit where people are getting abducted and they go, you were there. And then you don't remember it because they flashed some fucking light in your eye, or they fed you a cookie filled with weed or something,
which we all know it's like pretty easy to get your to forget things with like store-bought substances.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like we could just go walk in and buy a handle of you know,
like I long forgot tail everything last chardonnay night just because I got chug super it. Duper high.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got here.
Yeah, so, or that could have been MIB because you were
maybe I was abducted. Maybe I was doing a lot of research and I was hearing weird noises.
Yeah. High or abducted.
Right.
We may never know. And then on the other side of it, you have Carl Sagan, who says
Saganot.
And he's kind of got a similar stance of not just denying it, but he basically says like, it's a wonderful prospect, but it requires the most severe and rigorous standards of evidence. So he says, sure, like this could be happening, but it's such a crazy, intense, extraordinary thing that you need extraordinary evidence to back it up. And
what a cool guy. That's so diplomatic.
I know. He's like, it could happen, but in it, for the past 40 years, hearing all this evidence and all these stories, still we haven't been given any hard evidence. You know?
That's kind of my big thing is like, I'm not, I don't believe.
At this point,
I read a great meme. It was like, saying that there's no aliens is like dipping a cup into the ocean and saying there's no fish in the cup.
Yes. Yeah, totally. That's a great,
that was like a great
meme.
It was a good
amazing
meme.
Analogy.
I was like, oh yeah, so cool. We all get that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's never been evidence.
No. And some people say
and then there's
there
like
is,
Roswell.
Like,
and I think those Roswell papers are supposed to come out this year. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I heard that.
When?
So like they're supposed to declassify a bunch of information.
I think Trump's trying to sort out. Oh, shit. Sorry, my mic fell. Trump's trying to sort out the patent so that he can own it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump saucers
doesn't want that business opportunity to get away.
Trump saucers.
Yeah,
trying to get that hotel finished in Roswell, New Mexico.
I love it.
Gets it out. I mean, but that's also the thing. I mean, this is the thing with aliens in Area 51 and Roswell, right? If it was, let's say it was aliens, then it's probably. It behooves them to keep it secret because they're probably doing research for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of how this works. If it wasn't aliens and it was something way more important to how our government works, if it was like a nuclear testing facility or if it was maybe testing on people because
weapons
it was
testing
in the 40s or whatever.
X-Files.
Yeah, it could have been a lot of different things that were actually maybe... could have been a serious shitstorm, like an administrative shitstorm for it to have gotten out.
Skinner would have been pissed.
Then why don't you fucking say it's aliens and propagate that story so that people just go, what is it? What aliens are they hiding? When it's just like, we're not hiding aliens, we're hiding like
But then you're on the record
testing lab, right?
Then you're on the record saying it's something it's not. Whereas like now it's the perfect storm.
But I don't know, have they ever said that it's aliens? I think it's just people's assumption, right?
Yeah, I think they've never disclosed.
I think some people saw something crash and it could have been any number of military plans.
Yeah, I mean it could have been like some new fucking like they got some crazy design from somebody at Rhode Island Institute of Technology.
RISD!
At RISD. Shout out to RISD, sponsor of today's pod, actually.
Yeah, we all went to RISD, actually.
Chris Ruth's podcast, or podcast. Chris's Ruth's Steakhouse and RISD. And True Swords.
So here's the story of Roswell. I actually never knew about it. In mid-1947, a United States Air Force balloon crashed at a ranch near Roswell. Following wide initial interest in the crashing flying disc, the U.S. military stated that it was merely a conventional weather balloon. So interest waned until the 70s, when ufologists began promoting a variety of increasingly elaborate conspiracy theories claiming that one or more alien spacecraft had crash-landed and that the extraterrestrial occupants had been recovered by the military. So really, it's based on a whole bunch of weirdo conspiracy theories from the 70s. That's like what Area 51 has become.
That's before the internet existed. Everyone's just like, I got something to do, guys.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Let's drive down to Roswell. And let's just camp out and let's cook up some ideas and this meth.
It's so bizarre.
Dude, that makes total sense to me. So the government, I mean, fuck, dude, there literally could have been, like, it could have been something really nefarious. Mm-hmm. It could have been really nefarious. Like, it was, you know, they're testing. I don't know, like
surveillance balloons.
Yeah, like surveillance balloons, something like that. And then it falls, and the government just goes, "Oh, it's normal
it's
balloon.
A balloon.
It's a normal balloon." And then the rancher goes, "Hey, government, fuck you. We know what that actually is." And the government's like, "What? We promise." And they go, "It's aliens." And they go,
And they go, "No, it's not."
It's not aliens. They go, "I told you it was aliens."
Told you.
And then now for the next 100 years, everyone's like, "It's fucking aliens."
It's fucking aliens,
like,
oh, man.
No, we were building like a weather balloon with like nukes and like AR-15s attached to
it
to shoot every
chemical weapons.
Yeah, if there's ever like a riot, we're just going to kill Americans. It's like what it was. It was like a zap machine.
Yeah.
Totally. I almost guarantee that's exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a spying slash.
And that rancher's just like, "I don't know.
I don't know. I just something fishy about them. They're hiding aliens.
I'm not a scientist. Probably aliens."
Oh my god! All right, so here
let's get into a couple posts
posts about abductions. Here's one that might be interesting to us, not because we're necessarily quote stone cold rational atheists per se, but more skeptical. Right. This guy is claiming he was also a skeptical computer scientist. So his post is, when a stone-cold rational atheist computer scientist posts our abductions. So he says, it's kind of long, so I'll try to jump around and get to the meat of it. But he says, I like to think I'm a rational intellectual, someone who would never be writing something like this. Well, here it goes. 2 weeks ago, I woke up with this feeling of drowsy brain fog. I also woke up with that today, just as an aside.
Wait, what happened?
He woke up with this feeling of drowsy brain fog, but I also smoked a lot last night, so I think mine is explained. Two strange dots on my arm and neck. I didn't think much of it, just assumed it was acne. The night before is a hazy memory to me now, but I live in a studio apartment and have had this uneasy feeling I wasn't alone in my apartment the last couple nights. A few nights ago, I got home from work, and I swear, as I was putting my key in the door, I could have sworn I heard tiny footsteps, like, scuttling away from the door.
Oh,
his apartment isn't big. It's not like there's anywhere to hide if something was in there. Anyhow, the next 2 weeks, I had these really strange nosebleeds at work. They would come on suddenly, and it was a lot of blood, and then it would stop. And I got nervous, went to a doctor, and he was like, probably just allergies and dry air. But he was like, that has never happened to me before, ever. Abduction didn't cross his mind until mid-Friday of that week when he had this vivid, terrifying dream of being abducted. It was a praying mantis-type gray alien, and the surroundings were different. I was a child, around 6, in my parents' old house. Very Mulder.
Creepy.
First it captured me, then I broke free when went to protect my little brother. It moved crazy fast, like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. It tried to take my brother, but we playing baseball at the time. I grabbed a bat and started swinging, but froze. You know how Professor X freezes people in his mind? It was like that. Then I woke up in a cold sweat. I realized then I had the oddest sensation of waking up a few weeks before a drafting ruler was near my bed. Other things were very weird for the past 2 weeks as well. I felt this insane amount of empathy. I was always sternly focused at work, but I just bought a roll of $1 coins and I'm wrapping them in these fly fishing dove feathers I have to give to homeless folks I see walking to work every day. That's
yeah, this
nice.
Guy's normal.
I don't even know what any of the words meant.
You should go fly fish or something.
Yeah.
Food.
But the last part is the craziest one. I can't tell, but I swear to God, I hear my coworker's thoughts. He was talking, and as we were walking at lunch, I heard clearly in my head, quote, this guy doesn't listen to me, in his voice. His lips weren't moving. It's true, too. I thought the guy was kind of dumb, and I don't listen to him. When we sat down for lunch and started eating, I started to really try to listen and later on mentioned that I was listening to him. He gave me the oddest look. No shit. So he's basically saying, like, what's going on? I don't really believe in this stuff, but I think I might have been abducted. So the first comment is from this guy named James Sway, which we'll see more of him on this sub. He just writes, we need to talk. Can you PM me? I'm looking for answers myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
So James Sway has had some shit go down with him, too.
Cool name, too.
But a lot of these comments are all like, I've heard of abductees feeling much more emotional and in touch with others, animals, or universe after an abduction.
I'm not hearing too many bad stories from being abducted.
Right? It's like,
everyone's always like, you know, it's like when you took mushrooms for the first time and like as like a teenager, you're like, you know, I feel like more in touch now with trees and
totally,
bugs.
Totally.
But at the same time,
are these people just tripping off of like psychs?
I don't know. This guy doesn't sound like he's that type. Like he's kind of a straight laced,
like a real H&R blocker.
Yeah, exactly. So like some of them are, I feel like, so I found an article that kind of goes through the patterns of abduction.
Right.
And some of them are pretty benign, I think, but a lot of them are also a little creepy, like anal probing.
Yeah, the anal probing one is an interesting one, right?
Right? So patterns of abduction are like feeling a sense of danger, being immobilized, taken to a ship, examined, probed, having sexual contact with either
probably
other humans
makes
or
a lot
aliens.
Of sense.
They're trying, yeah, like I kind of get that because it's like if the aliens are abducting us, they're probably trying to understand our DNA and our species, and that's comes from your genetic material. And
yeah, and if you don't want to leave evidence of a scar, you just go and
go through the butthole.
There's already a hole, but there's also other holes. So
yeah,
why that one? Why that is one? The question.
It's the biggest, best one, maybe.
It's the best hole.
Temporal anomalies, frozen in time, missing time, memory loss. Knowing that it will happen again. You have this feeling it'll happen again. You have a feeling that you're part of something special. That's a nice one. Feeling like you have a mission.
I feel like 50% of people that have been abducted were like leaving a bar in a country town, driving drunk, and then woke up 6 hours later.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
Unexplained physical
maybe just
marks.
Took a nap.
Total change in lifestyle. Believing aliens will ultimately return for you, take you home. And even changes in one's DNA programming in the simulation walk-in. You are a new insert in the situation.
Do you think people that have been abducted kind of feel like somebody who was on the poor end of a one-night stand who is kind of like, he said he was going to call back, but Martha, he's not calling back. He just wanted you for sex.
He told me he liked my mind.
Martha, I'm sorry. But these people are kind of like waiting for, you know, Bill Alien to call.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Bill
it's
Alien
weird.
Says he's gonna come back for me. Help me raise this family.
Right? And even when you watch that hybrid human alien children video on YouTube, which we will put on our Facebook page, it's like they have this like wide-eyed, almost like cult follower mentality of like they have this affection towards them and want to meet them again and see them again.
If you were kind of given concrete evidence that the life you're living right now is not the only life you'll be in. There's like an sort of an afterlife of sorts that has to do with like space and aliens and this greater thing. Yeah. It would kind of put your sort of anxieties at ease that like what is it all about? Like you now kind of have an answer, right? So it's like just like believing in a religion in a way. It's like these people now believe in like this alien religion.
Yeah, that's how Heaven's Gate happened.
Yeah. So when you talk to them, they are like they do seem optimistic and sort of glazed over and happy because they know that this isn't the end. Like we're going places.
Yeah.
It involves fucking spacesuits.
Like the Heaven's Gate people were not afraid of committing suicide because they were like, this is just we're leaving our flesh boat vehicle and we're ascending to our new cooler alien bodies.
That was the name of my boat when I had it.
flesh boat.
You guys want to go for a martini sunset cruise at the flesh boat?
Flesh boat.
That's what they are. We're just on our flesh boats. Floating towards the end of our river.
That's right. And then when we get there, we're going to go into the space.
Exactly.
And we're going to turn into boiled gray mush.
Yep. So like, here's a really interesting thing. Like there's a real notable case of alien abduction that people kind of look to on this subreddit as like, this is kind of the standard and has the most evidence and the most legitimacy, and it happened in the 60s to these people named Barney and Betty Hill. So they were driving.
Great 60s names.
So they were driving in the middle of a deserted highway road when suddenly they felt compelled to get out of their car. So Barney claimed to see 8 to 11 humanoid figures within the aircraft that landed as he used binoculars to get a closer look. A voice instructed him telepathically to stay where you are and keep looking. He soon felt that they were going to capture him and his wife, so they began to drive off at a high speed. Not long after, the Hills entered an altered state of consciousness, and upon reawakening, found that they had driven 35 miles south with only vague memories of what took place.
Ooh.
So when they got home, they both started to experience strange sensations, like their watches were permanently like stopped. They wouldn't work anymore. Barney's
dress
shoes.
That's an X-Files thing too, right?
Yeah.
Like the electromagnetic pulse like fries batteries.
Totally.
Whoa.
Can kill like compasses, watches, like yeah, it's crazy.
Zap you out.
Barney's dress shoes were all scraped up. His binocular case was ripped. Betty's dress was torn. Barney felt a strong urge to examine his genitals, but found nothing unusual. They both took long showers to remove possible contamination and then drew pictures of what they could remember. So in 64, 3 years later, they were put under hypnosis, which revealed many more details, like Barney recalled feeling irresistibly compelled to suddenly pull off the road and drive into the woods. After stopping, they were approached by six figures who were between 4 and 5 feet tall, wearing uniforms. And the leader instructed Barney not to fear them and to close his eyes.
KKK.
Yeah. both Barney and Betty each reported being taken on board the craft by these non-human beings who communicated with telepathy, where sperm was taken from Barney.
Uh-oh.
And other tests were performed on Betty.
How did they get it out?
A tiny plunger, like a tiny turkey baster. You go in.
Or the other
tiny, tiny turkey baster.
Tiny, tiny, up the old urethra hole, going up the pee hole.
I love these stories. I have like an answer for every one of their points. I have like a logic answer. No, it's like we were drinking and driving.
Yep.
So we were hazy. We pulled off the road to take a nap and like, fuck. And then these guys came out of the woods. They're like, hey, look, Betsy and Bill Martha, or what are their names?
Yeah.
Barney
and Betty.
Barney and Betty
fucking
Hill.
Fucking in the car again.
Fucking in the car. And they go, and they're like, why don't you guys come in our camper? Have a couple hams with us.
Yeah.
And then they do.
It all starts with the hams, man.
Drugged up orgy.
Yeah.
And then no wonder like, he felt the other thing is like genitals out.
With so many phones now and cameras, right? The world is now basically a one camera. Like, all the, I think the bulk of these stories comes like out of the space race, the sort of like the moon landing,
yeah.
Roswell, all this stuff is kind of coming out at the same time. No phones, no recording technology. So all the information you see is like really shitty. And now that we have all this camera technology, like we just don't see anything. So
yeah.
That must be, I don't know, the writing's on the wall, as they say. It just seems like all the stories
telling.
Are like kind of made up, and you don't hear any new millennials being like, guess what, guys?
Yeah.
I was driving in the woods with my old lady, and we got abducted.
Got abducted fucking in the woods.
Fucking in the woods. Maybe kids don't fuck in the woods anymore.
Maybe not.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we got to promote fucking issue. In the woods.
Yeah. It's
kids,
it's,
everyone's
so
on
true,
their
though.
YouTubes and their porns.
But then you've got this subreddit where people are like, I have been abducted, but it's weird because they can't, like, maybe I'm trying to decide, like, with an open mind, if it's just impossible to get hard evidence of these things. Like, if you're being abducted, it's not, it's against your will in every case, just because, like, it's not like you're like, oh, let me quick grab my phone and my camera and shit. Like, they'll just take you, do stuff, and return you. So I don't know, like, if it were to be true, what kind of hard evidence you could provide, you know?
Right.
I guess. I think maybe we should all wear GoPros on our head.
All the time.
All the time.
Always,
as a starter.
Always wearing GoPros.
Yes. Like dash cams, but implanted in our eyes.
There are some.
That shit's going to happen soon, very soon, yeah. I think.
What do you think? 2 years?
The dash cams in your eyes?
Yeah, there's like contact lens eyes.
I think they're gonna have them like available on a research scale within the next 2 years.
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna be mass consumption for a minute.
You think military, if they're not already using it?
I mean, I think it's just they need to figure out how to not make it distracting. Because I think that's probably the big issue. It's like self-driving cars, right? How long have we heard about self-driving cars?
Yeah, for years
and
now.
Like they're testing and testing and testing and testing and testing.
Because like rain is still an issue with them. Because is it a solid? Can we drive through it?
Exactly.
It's like so many bugs.
The obvious answer still seems to be like just a bunch of train tracks. Then you just get on it and it takes you places.
Yeah. You know what? Screw self-driving cars. We should have rollerblades that you get on tracks and we just rollerblade around.
Like ski lifts.
Yeah.
Ski lifts indeed.
But like we're in rollerblade position.
I think
just
it's
zoom
a
around.
Pretty chill idea. And you can still jerk it on those things.
Exactly.
So that's a really important thing.
That's the future of humankind, is like rollerblading on a track to work and just everybody's jerking off on the way. But nobody judges anybody because we are an inclusive society.
You can't judge.
Masturbatory society.
Here's another post by a guy named Quinn, who apparently just like updates this sub
right
like constantly. His
guys got abducted again last Friday.
I'm a 29-year-old male who has experienced several encounters that I believe were aliens. I will update regularly, and I hope others on this thread can make a connection between my story and theirs. So he's like, summer 1997, Queens, New York, missing time, morning. I wake up in the morning and head to the kitchen to grab something to eat from the fridge. I open the fridge door to make a sandwich. It must be before 9 a.m. because I never slept past that time. Memory ends. Afternoon. I wake up on the couch in my living room and I'm confused. I'm hungry and go to the fridge to make my sandwich. I remember that I just ate, so I shouldn't be hungry, but the clock says 4 p.m. I think it's better not to eat. I wonder why I'm not outside hanging out with friends. So he's just like, he lost his entire morning.
Right.
Evening. I'm standing in my kitchen and it's 11 p.m. Now I know something isn't right. I have no memory of leaving the kitchen. I'm starting to believe that I fell back asleep on the couch, but there's no way I could have needed to take two naps. I'm realizing that I blacked out for hours twice today, but something in my head is trying to erase that thought. It feels like when you try to recall your dreams upon waking, but the more you try to recall them, the more they fade. To be continued. Thanks for listening. And the people are very like supportive. This one guy's like, I used to live in the Bronx and Queens when I was younger. And when I was 5, I saw a UFO flying above the buildings across the street. It looked like a yellow light. It stopped and hovered above the building directly across the street from me. It felt like it was looking right at me. After about a minute, it zoomed to the left, and then it changed course and shot like a bullet into the night.
This is the other thing with these stories that I'm always like, it's the same thing with ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Like some people go, guys, I saw a ghost last night, and you're like, what'd you see? And they're like, it was windy out, and I was hearing these crazy sounds, and then a cup fell off my counter. Yeah. And you're just like, that was the wind,
a
Jeff.
Can of beans like, fell out of my
But there's no
candy.
Way that could have happened. And then they fixate on it for the rest of their fucking lives.
Yeah.
It's like it's this memory that's just built into their system where I think most people, I know I do this, where I'll like hear something and be like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't even leave a mark on me.
Yeah.
And then I just move on, right? I think Quinn needs to get medical help.
I do yeah. too.
I think he needs to go see a doctor.
I do
that,
too.
That sounds like you're like...
He's getting migraines or something.
Yeah.
Like he's got a blood clot.
Hey guys, turns out I had a tumor, so...
Yeah. I've got a glioma on my brain.
Yeah, like...
Got the shit removed, haven't had an alien abduction since.
Like, worst case scenario, you're perfectly healthy and you are being abducted.
Right.
Best case scenario, you early detection
of a
tumor. And you can fix yourself.
Do you guys know the show Ancient Aliens?
Yes. Oh,
of course. With George Stephanopoulos or whatever?
Giorgio Tsoulokas.
Yeah.
He's this fantastic Greek-Swiss man. And I found like an evolution of his hair over the years. And he used
it's
to just
crazy.
Be kind of like a good-looking like guy. It was like tan.
Right.
And his hair is just like slowly grown into this like, you know, behemoth of like a... It looks like an octopus that turned upside down.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
And the cool thing about this guy, Giorgio, is that he believes in aliens and ancient ones. So, like, his big thing is that, you know, the Egyptians were actually, like, derivative of the Greys. And so they were given all this technology.
Ooh.
So, like, jump-started the whole, you know, breadbasket of civilization.
Right.
And so he's, like, super into it. And the pyramids and all this stuff were actually just, like, you know, parking spaces for spaceships.
That's pretty sweet.
Right.
But dude, the coolest thing about him is his wife.
I know, his
super
wife is
hot.
So hot.
Right.
She's like the hottest babe, and I was like, "What the?
What is
Giorgio?
How do you spell his name? Giorgio Papadopoulos.
Tsouk.
Tsouk.
Yeah, and then Alos. Tsoulokas.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, his wife is adorable and has a pixie cut, and she pulls it off.
So she might actually be an alien, right?
Oh man,
she could be a Gray.
Because
that's what aliens look like, then it's time to start dating them.
All the hybrid
abducted.
Because all the hybrid girl aliens that we found on YouTube are all pretty good looking, right. kind of babes.
They are. Look vaguely Mormon.
Kind of Mormon-esque. And this girl kind of fits the bill, right?
She does.
She's kind of hot. Mm-hmm. You date her, but then after like 3 months, you're like, God, is it worth dating the chick that thinks she's an alien? Because right? she's like kind of got cool legs.
Yeah.
You have to make a choice eventually. You'd have to... Is it love?
Is it love or is it
alien? Is it superficial alien love?
Was he a bodybuilder or something?
Yeah, he was a promoter of bodybuilding competitions.
What a strange man, this guy.
And then he took a left turn.
Yeah. He went from... Okay.
That's kind of my dream.
What did you major in? Community events, bodybuilding, and hair product. Really? I mean, how'd you get into aliens?
This is like the Joe Rogan story on crack, right? Like, Joe Rogan is like the most cultural anomaly, right? Because he's like the guy who hosted, what was that show?
What was it?
Freed, you would know this. What's the name of the old Joe Rogan show? The one that he hosted?
The Man Show?
No, he didn't do Man Show, did he?
He did it after Jimmy Kimmel and Carolla. Oh, really? Wait. Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
He did Fear Factor. Ugh. And then he became a UFC personality. And then now he's a UFC personality and like the voice of reason.
Yeah.
With psychedelic. I don't even know what his point of view is, but it's.
He was always a. He was like a martial artist guy his whole life.
Right.
And so the UFC thing was kind of like, oh, I'm a hobbyist and I'm a good host
right.
and a comedian. So I kind of get that. But yeah, he's got
it's
a cool
a
career.
Career.
So, and now Ancient Aliens guy is kind of the same thing where he's like, he was a bodybuilder. He was a bodybuilding promoter. And then now he is a professional alien discusser.
Has his own dang show.
His own dang show. And then is married to a super babe.
Yeah. God. Those are some fun lives. Like
they are.
I want to live a life that has that many like switcheroos.
I mean, when he's
it's actually yeah, it's
when
inspired.
He doesn't look crazy, he actually looks like a pretty normal,
yeah.
chill dude, right?
Like definitely not in her league, but
for any of you out there, I kind of look like him. If anybody wants to know what I look like,
that is actually true. You do kind of look like him,
relatively enough,
with less crazy hair, more conventional hair.
You've been right. working on it
more. For right now, it's more conventional.
You're at the beginning of his hair evolution scale.
But it's that guy's kind of an inspiration to sort of maybe broaden out my career path a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah,
fuck it, why not get in? If you focused a year of your life on aliens in media and like making cool videos and starting a podcast that like. Had good quality with music. Within 2 years, you'd be on the History Channel being the next Giorgio, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh for sure.
It
for
wouldn't
sure.
take that long.
No.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, man. If you were compelling enough and gave them a pitch and you were like, a bunch of people think that this thing is real. Personally, I don't, but I could do a show about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm a good personality who's got a lot to say, and Discovery is going to be like, do we have a market for that, Jeff? Be like, yeah, we got a market for that. Be like, all right, greenlit. Going to production now.
Yeah, that's how you become a Joe Rogan.
That's kind of, yeah, it's kind of how it happens. Joe Rogan or Giorgio Stephanopoulos.
Fighting aliens.
So one Synopsis. Other thing, one thing related to abductions that I was kind of reading about in this subreddit were like, when it comes to hard evidence, it's hard to come by.
Right.
But as far hard evidence is hard to come by when you're hearing testimonials from people, but there are some unexplained weird phenomena that have been attributed to aliens, such as those weird cow mutilations in like Texas in the American Southwest.
Yeah, I don't know about those.
This is really fucking creepy, but since the 1960s, actually from all over the world.
Right.
But I've only read about the ones happening in like Arizona, Texas, New Mexico. Cattle, horses or sheep have been found dead and drained of all blood, often with specific organs completely missing from their body.
Hmm.
So common mutilation traits include little to or no bodily fluid found at the site.
Okay.
Like where does all the blood go? How were the wounds inflicted without leaving blood everywhere? If it was done somewhere else, how did it get to the middle of the, you know, field? There are no car tread marks, nothing.
Precise surgical or laser-like cuts are found, not torn, so they don't think it's an animal that did it. It's very, it seems human, almost surgical. Similar organs are missing from all the animal. The udder, vaginal area, tongue, anal area, cheeks, jaw, and sometimes the lips and eyes, like across the board.
Okay.
No marks are found on the bones, which would normally be there if there had been cuts made by a knife or something. So that's unusual. And there's a lack of any sign of predators or other animals eating on the dead carcass. So you would expect that if the animal had died from natural causes.
Right.
And they have pictures online. If you Google alien cow mutilation, and you can kind of get an idea for how psycho this is.
Okay.
Like,
this seems real, right?
Yeah. Like it's really like, and
okay, wait, this is a good place to start. Cause like, this seems
like a very tangible thing. Yeah. Very documented.
Right.
Huh.
So what people are saying is like, they kind of are exploring like what could be leading to this.
So the aliens are like, look, these humans eat cow, chicken, goat, and so why don't we just go down and eat them too? And then they eat them, and then they make their own like version of In-N-Out. It's
yeah,
like Far and Out or something.
Far and Out.
Far and Out.
Yeah, it's almost like they're, if it were aliens, that they're collecting certain things from cattle or
right
to like study. And I don't know a lot about like cattle, like those kinds of animals, but I do know like. So those organs are like somewhat similar, like in the past, like 100 years ago, didn't they used to like practice on like livestock, like doctors or surgeons would like practice on pig kidneys or like stuff like that.
Maybe it would be disappointing, but maybe they're just trying to find like penis enlargement pills, like like how we, you know, eat tiger dick penis to make our own virility stronger.
Right.
Like maybe the aliens are kind of into
doing, they might be
boosting
into
their libido.
Totally.
Like what if those parts?
Wouldn't be surprised, man. Other people think they're cults that are doing this. Like,
see, that seems more realistic to me. I think it's either a cult or like a parasite or
yeah,
something like that. I mean,
some people say it's a chupacabra.
Odd, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that's really crazy about this, in my opinion, is it led me to the most gruesome potential case of human alien abduction.
Uh-oh.
The Guarapiranga incident. The
famous Guarapiranga.
So we'll link it to you. But in 1994, the most disturbing death of a human ever seen was discovered. They basically found this guy in the Guarapiranga Reservoir in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And he was fucked up. So he was, his upper torso, he had two drainage holes perfectly cut into his chest.
Cool.
His rectum tract had been cored out in its entirety, leaving a giant gaping hole in his butt.
Cool.
I hate to tell you, but it wasn't aliens this time. Please let it be aliens.
Please. No. Let it be aliens.
Nope. You know those guys down the end, the street there?
Oh, shit. No.
Yeah, this is pretty wild.
Yeah, like there are pictures. It's fucking gross.
Yeah, a lot of pictures.
There was no blood, and it was clear that the mutilation was executed with great speed and precision, powered by advanced intelligence.
Brazil.
The autopsy implied that the subject died from a heart attack due to extreme pain, which meant the victim was certainly alive while the mutilation took place.
Yikesers.
It's clear that the entities involved in the mutilation had no regard for human life. They were precise and systematic. They didn't care about the pain of their victim, and the pain was certainly horribly agonizing.
I just think it's teenagers.
Like, what? Look at that, is so fucking crazy. Like,
teenagers, dude.
How?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, I don't know, man. This
it's kind of like the cow mutilation, only
a human version.
So there's so they're draining blood, right? Mm-hmm. So the way you drain blood, I mean, it's like draining anything else, right? I mean, it's kind of like you poke holes in it and let the gravity like kind of slurp it out, right?
But you would think like in my mind, the best way to drain a body of blood would be to hang someone upside down and then cut their throat.
Right.
Because like the blood would be pumping upwards and you until you die, and it's, you know, it's gravity. It comes out the bottom. But it doesn't seem like they're doing that with these guys. It seems like these are very specific holes in the chest and holes on the hips. That I don't know. In my alien brain of like what's going on their ship, it's like I picture like tubes stuck in this guy just sucking blood out.
Why don't you ask your dad?
I should. I should ask him.
Ask him how he likes to dissect or like suck the blood out of humans.
I mean,
and cows.
He does fit like a lot of the markers of like, have you been abducted? And that's what I was texting him last night. So if you have Rh negative blood, hazel eyes, unusual genetic markers, you could have been abducted or you could be an alien hybrid.
I mean, I'm going to get my 23andMe pack soon.
Yes.
So I'll let you guys know.
If you find a percentage of your DNA unaccounted for, it could be alien.
I mean, they are, as we speak, they are isolating and purifying my DNA from my saliva.
That is fucking cool. I think I'm going to do that next pre-period.
Pretty powerful stuff,
So do any of these apply to you guys? Like insomnia, sleep disorders that are puzzling to you? You have to sleep against the wall or sleep with your bed against the wall?
Everybody sleeps their bed against the wall.
But like on the sides.
Oh.
Like a safety, like in the corner kind of thing.
No, I go full spread eagle.
I put my bed right in the center of my room.
Do you really?
No.
Okay, I was like, that is.
I have a round water bed in the middle of the room.
You gotta use your space better.
You're not very efficient.
Your feng shui is all off.
Unless you live in a mansion.
Yes, which would be cool with like 360 windows looking down at a lake. Have you guys ever had sleep paralysis?
I have.
A sense of a being in your room?
I sure have.
That's a sign. Have you dreamt of flying or being outside of your body? Because I have, and they're awesome.
I've probably had that dream before.
Yeah? Unexplained nosebleeds? I've had a few of those, but I also pick my nose a lot.
I do pick my nose a lot, too. I don't think I've had any unexpected ones.
Yeah? Okay. Awoken with soreness in your genitals?
No.
Can't say I have.
I think so.
Well, that was from something
unusual
else.
Bruises. I not have unusual Cancun. Bruises all the time. In fact, I
which
have
part
a
of your body
on my leg?
Hold on, let me guess.
The size of a cantaloupe right now.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you just bump into stuff all day.
Maybe.
Because that's exactly the height of a desk.
Totally.
So when you're walking by, you just like clip them all the time,
yeah,
and
this thing is fucking huge.
Half of the time you would go like, "God damn it!" And then the other half,
it's like this big though, and it's black.
I think there's an
right
alien.
Now you have that.
There's an alien that comes into your room at night and gives you dead legs.
God!
Just with his fist. It just comes in and just punches you in the leg.
Punch buggy.
And then leaves.
Shit. God, what a dick. I don't even
I love the idea
get the
of
fun treatment.
Aliens are just jocks.
aliens.
Jock bullies.
Aliens are just like any of these complicated life form stories where they just, they adapt the silliest human behavior, and not that they've learned it. It's just it's like the most. It's like the foundation of living things.
Yeah, it's like they watched really Back to the shit. Future, and they were like, "Yeah, that's like that's it. Those are the kinds of humans that there are."
I love that.
But how do we protect ourselves? I think that's a good thing to kind of move into as we wrap up the subject a bit.
Protect ourselves from aliens. Yeah. I mean, obviously, sleep in a coffin.
Sleep in a coffin
that you can lock from the inside.
Yeah, that's
is that
really
even
important.
Like? That's a question. When you're abducted, are you physically gone? Like,
I mean, now we're getting into some serious shit.
Yeah,
speculating. I would hope so.
Because
if you're gonna get probed, I'd like to at least be on the ship.
Yeah.
True.
It would be a real bummer if you're not even, you don't even get a vacation out of
no.
it.
No. Yeah. You don't even
nice
get
to say
any
you
real
went somewhere.
Action out of that.
You got to work overtime.
This one yeah. guy
stamp
invented,
my passport, please.
This one guy invented a thought screen helmet. Look at this
wow.
website.
Fucking nerd. Thought screen
a
helmet.
Thought screen helmet.
He looks like the kind of guy that would invent a thought screen helmet.
It's a.
And this is kind of what I plan to do when I retire.
Yeah.
Is just get into aliens.
We'll post pictures boy. Of it, but basically it looks like someone put a little like garbage bag over his head.
That's amazing.
And
looks like you wrapped like an old World War II replica helmet with a garbage bag.
Yes.
Called
I
it
would,
a day.
So, that's a great. So like, I hope it's this is a troll. I hope Versace I really Tamagotchi hope so. Runs this site or something.
So apparently, yeah. it scrambles telepathic communication between aliens and humans. So they can't right. immobilize you when you're wearing these thought screens, nor can they control your mind. And when they can't do that, they can't take you. And this one guy named Michael, no, not Michael. Michael's the guy who invented it. This one guy, this is his picture. He wrote a testimonial. Since trying Michael Mencken's helmet, I have not been bothered by alien mind control. Now my thoughts are my own. I have achieved meaningful work and am contributing to society. My life is better than ever before. Thank
Finally.
You, Michael, for the work you are doing to save all of humanity.
Oh my God.
That sounds like a schizophrenic to me.
Yeah,
but
what a
hell, if this
nerd.
Little plastic helmet is helping him, that's a great.
There you go.
Good for him.
That's, yeah.
So there are also some self-defense things you can do. Protective rage. So protective rage involves strong, controlled mental and verbal rejection of the alien entities, especially their intrusive behavior. So just acting indignant. Like okay. when an alien's like, no, you're going to come with me and I'm going to probe your anus. Just be like, you are not. How dare you? Like,
so
that, oh,
really?
Incredulous. Just be like, you have incredulous. No right. Just
do they fucking play by those rules?
I think. I don't know.
That's a universal rule, you know, I think.
Yeah. If you just are like, uh-uh. Like, I think if someone tried to mug you and you turned around just viciously and you were like, not today.
I don't know
I feel
if that
like
would help.
Some
would
people
that help?
Might go away.
Some people might go away. I mean, my defense would just be like, aliens come into my room at night. They give me a dead leg first. And then they go, you're coming with me, mister. I go, for fuck's sake, it's 3 a.m.
Come
dude.
Back on the
God
fucking
damn
weekend.
It. Like, will you just fucking let me sleep?
Yeah. What a bunch of bullies.
And then they would just be like, well,
okay, I guess.
I mean,
do you have like another neighbor or something? Yeah.
Yeah, go. I have a
assholes
bunch of
live
fuck,
right next door.
Open your eyes, you fucking idiot! I got neighbors everywhere.
Come back at like 10:30. That'd be good for me.
Oh my God!
You just treat them like telemarketers.
Yeah.
Like, can you just stop calling
stop
me, please?
Coming here. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Okay, so another self-defense mechanism is mental struggle. So this okay. technique works best when an abduction is about to occur.
And this is with or without Mike's hat?
Without. Okay. This is assuming you don't have Mike's hat. Mike's hat is like an all...
Right, because this protects
a,
you
it
against
protects you
that.
Fully.
Right,
so sure. I think we should all be getting one of those.
Okay.
Actually, what it is it's more so a DIY instructional okay. thing. So we could buy all of the materials for $45 and then right. follow Mike's DIY stuff and make our own, which I think we should do one night.
Okay.
But as far as other self-defense, so mental struggle is basically sustained willpower to move parts of your body when you're paralyzed and when the entities are perceived before the calm sets in.
Okay.
So you have a really limited window between when your arms and legs stop working and you have to be like from Kill Bill, like moving your toe.
Right. Nice.
But they're also giving you this like calming, like, so before that sets in and you become like, okay, do whatever you want.
Right.
Sounds,
like fight it.
Sounds like GHB meets a massage.
Yeah. Sounds kind of nice.
It sounds kind of chill.
I'm like, why would we struggle?
Right.
Yeah. Probe away.
Probe away, probe my
by
friends.
All means.
My little gray friend.
Well, permission to come aboard.
Part of the probing process is you get a $95 gift certificate to like a C-level spa.
To Brooks Williams.
Yeah. Yes. Physical struggle involves physically attacking the aliens, right. Which
Hopefully it doesn't come to that. And then appeal to spiritual entities. If abductees feel they have, this is interesting. If you feel like you have inviolable rights that are unable to be violated.
Okay, inviolatable.
I don't think that's a word. This
unalienable
is, this is from one
rights.
Of, yeah, this is from one of those sites that doesn't
speak
real English.
Yeah.
So if you truly believe you have inalienable rights just because you're human, that gives you the ability to protect yourself. So it's not necessarily a religious belief or the belief in spiritual realm that protects, but it's the confidence that you are protected.
So what are you, like, a humanoid supremacist?
Kind of. Or that's that, not even not a supremacist, cool, but that, I mean, like, think you as a human
racist.
Have rights.
It's the ultimate racism, right?
Yeah. And
my
also,
race is better than your race.
That's a hard one.
Of aliens.
We have inalienable rights.
No, there's only one right.
We're just organisms on this earth.
If you try to kill me, I'll kill you, bro.
There's only one rule.
Prison
rules.
Revenge.
Don't fuck with querns. My favorite quote from Oz.
Don't fuck with querms?
Querns.
Querns.
I'm thinking of getting that tattooed to my body.
Don't fuck with
who's querns?
It's on Oz, that prison show from HBO.
Yeah, it was like it was like a dick theater.
Yeah, it was
penis theater.
It was so I loved penis Oz. That's
theater.
Another one I watched the whole series of for some reason. But,
flaccid penis baked in pubic hair. I was like, what?
They get a new like cell block leader, like police officer, or whatever.
Right. His name is Querns.
His name's Querns. And he's black, and he gives deference to the black gangs, like looks the other way while they're selling drugs, but then like comes down hard on the white supremacists and the Latinos and the Muslims and like everything. So he's a bad guy in a lot of ways, but also a good guy for the black,
for the brotherhood,
Yeah. Like,
cool.
But when he
and Black Lives Matter, so
when he introduces himself to the cell block, he stands up and he's like, I have one rule and one rule only, and we'll get along just fine. Don't fuck with Querns. And that's it. And everybody looks around nervously, and then he walks away. So don't fuck with Querns.
I like it. Yeah, you should definitely get that tattooed shoulder to shoulder blade.
I think so.
On the front.
Right? I might do it.
But don't get it to where you have it proportionally correct, but the tattoo artist starts running out of room and it kind of goes around your shoulder. It's a little bit like RNS is like kind of on the corner. It's kind of going around.
It's a wrap around.
Yeah. Or like it starts, he kind of like has to go down a little bit.
Yeah.
So kinda, don't fuck with Querns.
Just
and it's kinda,
looks like shit.
And then it's like an ellipses, and then it's like, let me explain why.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going.
I like that idea. All right, so we are fastly approaching, if we haven't already, Joe Rogan time.
One last thing I'll say about protecting yourself: you can buy alien abduction insurance
from Mike.
Really?
Yeah. So there's a London-based insurance firm that has already sold more than 30,000 alien abduction
Lords of
insurance
London?
Policies.
Jesus.
What was that?
Was it Lords of London?
It might be. It might be the Masonics of London or the Illuminati.
Yeah.
But they sold it.
What a bunch of fucking mouth breathers.
And then the last thing, too, is there's something called the alien resistance. And that is offering biblical perspectives on the UFO and alien phenomenon since 1999. So they think aliens are just demons and that through scripture we can resist them.
Religious folk are so boring.
I know.
I know.
Come on, they're aliens, guys.
They're they're demons. Don't talk to those guys.
They aren't aliens. They're succubus.
But what about the spa gift certificate they gave me? I want to go to the spa, Dad.
I
want
to go to Burks' Williams.
I haven't had a massage in years. Shit.
Okay. I think a cheap massage is just as good as an expensive massage.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I tend to agree with that.
It's just the scabies.
You go to one of those weird Chinese foot massage places. My mom was telling me about a friend.
Those are like $20 for a knee down, right?
Yeah. But you can get deep tissue, you can get all that, you can get a happy ending, I'm sure.
You're just paying for the lighting in those places, man.
But my mom's
That's right,
friend,
dude, it's all lighting and air conditioning.
Like
you go in there and it's like you pay $20 and you got fucking like you're in a high school
lighting.
Gymnasium.
I know
what I mean?
That's cool.
Surrounded
with me.
By people getting rub downs.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
It's like MASH.
They fucked up his back. Like they're going crazy. They don't know muscles, okay? Like, right. You need a real masseuse. They right. don't know your muscles, and they'll fuck you up.
Yeah, I can fuck with that. All right, so we gotta close this one out. Are we giving gold to anybody? Should we give it to Quinn?
Well, we could give it to Quinn. I kind of want to give it to this guy.
Okay.
Let me find him again. His name's James Sway.
James Sway.
And he comments on a lot of different posts saying, please PM me.
Right. Like, oh, really?
He's like, I need to talk to someone too. This sounds familiar to my thing.
Guys,
like,
guys, cool. Guys, please.
Please PM me. So, all right,
James Sway.
I like it.
You're getting a gold.
You're getting gold, man.
If an alien comes, maybe you can barter with him. Be like, I got Reddit gold from Did You Reddit.
Exactly. Send him our way.
Maybe, yeah. How the aliens come our way, we could all use a nice massage.
Yep.
And a probe.
And a probe. Nice probing. Everybody could use a nice probe.
Look, I'm liberally sexual, you know?
Yeah, man. It's like
sexual
a cleanse.
Revolution
it's like a cleanse. Yeah. Clear out it's that whole colon.
Great way to lose
fresh
weight.
Fresh start. Great way to lose weight. They'll just take some organs. That's got to be like 10 pounds.
Exactly. All right.
Who needs two kidneys?
You know? Who needs two? All right. So this is Did You Reddit talking about abductions. Next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Maybe.
Yeah, no word yet.
Dog Boobs is going to Mexico. So maybe we might take
a
week off.
Maybe we should do Mexico or cartels or something so I can prepare myself.
That's
kind of
cool. Yeah. Okay. Cartels, drugs.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Let's do, yeah.
Golden handguns.
There we go. Golden handguns.
And then okay. Someone else can
skeleton
be studying
based
it.
Skeleton-based tattoos.
So everybody can scare me.
Okay, perfect. So, all right. So this one, abductions. James Frey or whatever your name is. You're getting a
Sway.
Gold.
James Sway.
I think it's that DJ from Atlanta. Sway.
90. I think he's from Detroit, isn't he? He runs Eminem's thing. Anyway. Cool. All right. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
It's my free day.
And see you next week with Did You Reddit?